Hey, buddy, what can I get you?
You know what we're really thirsty for.
You're looking for Therese Vorman? You in half of Santa Monica. But she's a busy woman. Why would she make time to see you? You're looking for work? Well, she is always saying that she needs more cannon fodder. Listen, she's out at the moment, but stick around, and if she's got time, you can see her.
She won't see a nobody like you.
I don't know when she'll be back. She's got a lot of fingers and a lot of different pies. So get a drink and fucking chill until she gets back. And then maybe she'll see you. Now, what do you want?
No discount.
Water? Oh, fine. Cheapskate.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Jeanette. Up to no good tonight?
Oh, am I becoming that predictable? I better step up my game. Unrelated, but can you pass me that jar of cherries behind the bar? And do you know where we keep the nail gun? I want to try something. A fun new art project, you can call it.
Sure thing. Let me just mix these drinks and I'll find them for you.
You're a peach. Thanks.
Graced by the presence of the White Princess herself.
What's your name? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you see anyone else around here that smells half as interesting as you? What do you smell like? Like dandelions and embalming fluid. Prickly and bright and fresh off the slab. A brand new toy right out of the box. Face frozen and hollow inside. You don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I love to play, but coy is such a boring game. I can smell your stagnant heart and see your thoughts spinning around your skull like cartoon stars. Like a broken kaleidoscope behind your eyes. You're a Malkavian, aren't you? I could tell there was a reason you caught my eye, and I could stare inside your skull all night long.
She's on to you.
But don't make me ask again, doll. What's a cute little Malk like you doing in a place like this? Not that I'm complaining. The asylum is the place to be.
She can smell crazy on you.
You want to talk to Therese? Ugh, everyone wants to talk to her these nights. No one wants to keep me company anymore. And it gets so lonely. But she's not around at the moment. And since you're just sitting here staring at a glass of water, let's talk. Make me laugh. Keep me company for a bit. Pretty please with a cherry on top. I'll put in a good word for you with Therese.
The White Princess is intrigued by you.
Who am I? Oh, you're right. If you're new around town, then you must not have heard of little old me. You can call me Jeanette, or please more if you get on my good side. I'm your biggest fantasy and your worst nightmare, all tied up with a big red bow. And you're just dying to unwrap me, aren't you?
You are, aren't you? Nasty thing.
But what's your name, doll? Ooh, nice name. It's rare to get fresh meat around here. Not with the bigwigs breathing down our necks and getting all twitchy about every little bit of bad news. How long have you been like this, doll? 2 nights? Damn. You really are a fresh one, aren't you? But now I gotta ask, have you popped that cherry yet? What do you think I mean? Who was the first one you sunk your teeth into? Was it a pretty little thing you seduced into an alley? Or one of the homeless that hangs around the back of the club? Ugh, a rat? Oh, no wonder you're desperate enough to go to Therese for work. At least you don't still have the smell of Mickey on your breath. I guess there's nothing really wrong with eating a rat or two at the start. Honestly, most don't make it past the first few nights. Unless they have a mentor or someone to tell them what's right and wrong. Is that why you've come sniffing around the asylum? You're a lost little puppy looking for a leash? I could collar you up and lead you around, if you like. You'll think about it. Oh, you tease. Making me have all these fun little ideas, only to pull the rug out from under me. Oh, I guess we'll have to save that image for another night. But don't make me wait too long, doll. There'll be plenty of nights ahead for us to get closer. And if there's one thing we have oodles of, it's time. But I can tell you'll figure out this whole kindred thing, eventually. Unless you have an asshole for a blood daddy, or mama. Do you know who your sire is? Or did you tumble out of the nest to stumble through the night with broken wings? Oh, poor baby. All alone, and the nights are getting darker and colder. That sucks. But you seem like a strong, smart, flexible little doll. You'll be just fine. And you better be. Otherwise, you'll die. Which will suck because I like making new friends.
Ask her who showed her the ropes. Mm-hmm. Since she likes asking such probing questions.
Who was my mentor? Ooh, naughty thing. I'd advise against asking such probing questions to Therese when you eventually get to see her. I'm almost always down for an alien encounter, but Therese will rip your tongue out with her freshly manicured nails. And that would be such a sad waste of a good tongue. Ooh, am I making you blush? I've always wanted to see if I can make Kindred blush. All that rat blood rushing to your face and away from other fun parts. Maybe I can stuff you silly full of rat blood, just to see how cherry red your face can get. Boop. But we can experiment later. Count how long it takes for your face to cool down while I go find that nail gun. See you around, doll.
Hey, you. Therese is free for the next 5 minutes. Take the elevator. The gate's unlocked.
You've intrigued the daughters of Janus. Don't fuck this up. Come in.
And who are you? I don't believe we've been acquainted. Ah, you must be the newcomer that Jeanette mentioned. My sister seemed especially delighted to meet a new Malkavian, but your value is yet to be determined. She mentioned that you were looking for work. Is that correct? I'm hosting a private event at the asylum this weekend and need a few more security guards who have especially keen eyes to make sure there aren't any disgusting Nosferatu skulking around and trying to cause chaos. Do you have a suit? Or are those rags the only thing you own? Oh, well, get a half-decent suit. A clean one. And show up this Saturday at 7 p.m. If you do well, prove yourself, I might consider finding more work for you. And even paying you for your efforts. Sound fair? Good. And if you cross paths with Jeanette again, don't get swept off your feet. She's a bottle rocket of unreliability and will blow your fingers off if you get too close. Now with that out of the way, get out. I have another meeting. Keep your wits about you. These nights are going to get worse before they get any better.